It was a contentious Thursday morning as Thorold's Committee of Adjustment heard arguments for and against the proposed six-story apartment building on Ormond Street. After more than 2 hours of presentations and deliberations, a motion was passed to defer the decision on the project to a later date, so that City Hall has more time to investigate some of the grievances surrounding the project. "We're not against development, nor are we against developers," said concerned neighbor Anne O'Hare during the meeting. "We need housing and the site is appropriate for that. What we object to is the overpowering scale of this proposal in the context of the neighborhood it would be located in." As Thorold Today first reported, developer Shane Weber is proposing a 40-unit apartment complex at 16 Ormond Street, but some of the surrounding residents feel that the project does not fit their neighborhood. Lawyer Zachary Socio Mirandola and architect Emilio Raimondo of Raimondo Plus Architects were both on hand at Thursday's meeting to represent the owner and developer of the lot. The meeting was called to decide whether Weber would be allowed 5 minor zoning variances on the project. Variance 1 concerns a reduction of the minimum front building facade width. Variance 2 concerns a reduction of the minimum step back of the building above a third or fourth story. The current bylaw says the step back must be 1.5 meters, he wants it to be zero. Variance 3 concerns the buffer area of the parking lot. Variance 4 concerns the elimination of a loading space, and variance 5 asks that the building be allowed to have one parking spot per unit. Currently, a building with more than 15 dwelling units must have 1.25 parking spaces per unit. City Hall's planning department delivered a report ahead of Thursday's meeting recommending that all variances, except for the building's step back, be approved. But it was the variance concerning the parking spaces that caused the biggest stir at the meeting. "We would all like fewer cars on the streets, but the fact is they are here and therefore we have to ensure there are places to put these vehicles," said Tim O'Hare, one of the neighbors opposed to the development. "Forcing more vehicles onto the streets will not make them go away but will create more problems on the surrounding streets." Another resident brought up the possibility of underground parking, but Raimondo said this was not a viable option for the project. "Underground parking today is very, very expensive," he said. "I think the developers have noted the need for affordable housing. Underground parking today is roughly, without exaggeration, probably close to $35,000 a space." Later in the meeting, the team representing the developer was asked whether the building would be used as a condominium or an apartment building, but Socio Mirandolo did not have a clear answer. "It's still being established," Socio Mirandolo said. "The style of the units being smaller was done purposely to be in an aggressive price range, to offer a product that really isn't available in Thorold. Our intention is to make these as affordable as possible." After a lengthy discussion, the chair of the committee, John Tyson, asked for members to make a decision on the project while voicing his own reservations. "If we're not ready to make a decision, we can defer," he said. "Personally, I have great issues with variance 2, 4, and 5. After a vote, the committee agreed to defer the decision so the city's planning department has more time to look at the project's parking issues. The project is set to appear again in front of the Committee of Adjustment on May 19.